Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. The Living Lord gives proof and peace. Psalm 16, starting at verse 9. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Who do you want to be at your side every day of your life? Your answers could vary from a spouse to your children, a parent or grandparent, maybe a faithful coworker turned friend, or a friend you've been praying for years. Think of the qualities you hope for in this companion. Loyal, trustworthy, faithful, shares your values, believes in you, honest, confident, forgiving. The list could go on. The presence of a faithful companion is envied and sought after by all people. When we have someone by our side to help us, guide us, keep us grounded, give us the honest truth, and keep us focused on the positive in our lives, we are blessed. It's easier to make it through the hard times as a team rather than alone. What hardships are you facing today? A child that challenges your authority? A relative who's making poor choices? Anxiety that grips your heart at the most inopportune times? A tough financial situation that came out of nowhere? Or it's possible you might be thinking your life is going fairly well right now. Nothing seems to be getting you down. Whether you can outrightly name the hardship you're facing right now, or you're struggling to think of something, one thing is for certain. Sin infects each of our lives here on earth. Greed slips into our thoughts. Jealousy takes over our friendships. Hatred ruins relationships. Gossip sneaks into our conversations. Whatever it is, sin steals our peace and joy. That's why Psalm 16 is so important. We have proof from our living Savior that sin's grasp on us is broken through Christ alone, who is our constant companion. There is no better companion than Christ. Read the Psalm again. He will never abandon us. He makes known to us the path of life. He fills us with joy and eternal pleasures. Psalm 16 is a messianic psalm, meaning it refers first of all to the victory Christ won through his resurrection. Secondly, it means that the blessings referred to in this psalm are also ours today, freely given to us through Christ. As King David penned in this psalm, he knew his body would one day meet the grave, but he also knew he could rest assured, knowing that because of Christ's victory over sin, he has a companion in the Almighty God for eternity. Today, trust like David trusted. Christ has already proved it all on that joyful Easter day. In the midst of hardship, we have peace and joy in his presence forever. We pray. Jesus, you are my constant companion. Your friendship gives peace like none other because you have already conquered sin, death, and the devil for me. In the midst of life's trials, remind me of my victory in your empty tomb. Be with me, Lord. Make known to me the path of life and fill me with the joy of Easter morning each new day. Amen. A question to consider. Think back to a hardship that you've gone through. How did you see God's hand in that hardship? Think of a friend who's going through a hard time and share our verse from today with them. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.